And,
yes, it is.
And there are more Spanish-speaking people in the Manhattan area, I think, now, too, that probably need help, too.
Yes. And we use translators. We're so lucky that we have that available to us. But using a translator puts a barrier between you and the client. And then it adds a third person into that therapeutic relationship. So if we had more therapists who were multilingual, or even people who had Spanish as their first language, it would make that first initial appointment with all those questions a lot easier.
I never really thought about that, and I don't know. I mean, obviously you have translators that help you out, and I mean, I don't know if they have any mental health background. Probably not necessarily.
Not necessarily.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Wow. But I can see where that would be an issue, and even other, you know, different ethnic minorities or different countries that they represent. I'm
absolutely
sure.
We've had an increase in Asian American families, and so that's something that we don't have translators readily available for.
Oh, I imagine that's a pretty tough one too. And
yes.
What do you do in a case like that? I mean, who do you reach out to?
I think that a lot of times what happens is that a family member who is more bilingual, but maybe not associated with the issue that's being presented, offers to translate and is helpful. But I mean, I think that that's probably a huge need that we have here in this area.
Well, and I know we're kind of going through all these talking points pretty quickly, although I'd love to hear more about your story and how you got involved. But, you know, what do we need to do about this? I mean, we're talking a lot about the stigma, understanding, trying to get access, some of the challenges involved, but are there answers?
I think there are answers, and the answers are baby steps. The first thing that we can do is just to talk more about mental health. Don't be afraid, you know, to help people understand what you're going through or what someone you know is going through. We should be able to talk about depression and anxiety just like we talk about diabetes and migraines. It's all health related. The second thing that we could all do is, if you are struggling with a mental health disorder, get treatment. Don't be afraid. You know, I just kind of talked you through how Pawnee does their initial appointments, but it's pretty much the same for any center or for any private provider. So don't be afraid to reach out and to get help. And then also, if you know someone who is struggling, encourage them to get help. Those are just baby steps that you can do. And then also, Pawnee has a campaign right now going on. And so we're encouraging people to step out and to tell their story. You know, if you've been dealing with a mental health condition and you feel like you can be an encouragement to someone else, we want to know your story. And we would love for the community of Manhattan to know what we're doing here.
And I think sometimes people are in a bit of denial. It's so hard to admit that you have a problem.
Yeah.
Especially, as you say, I think a part of the problem perhaps with your minority ethnic groups is they're used to doing things on their own, mm-hmm. and it's difficult to reach out and say, hey, can I have some help here?
Yeah, and that's okay. I think that's something that we all struggle with, is asking for help. I know sometimes I do. And just do it. Take a Nike.
There you go. Well, it's 9:44, and again, we have with us Jardine Ingram, and she is a licensed clinical marriage and family therapist in Manhattan from Pawnee Mental Health Services, and it is Minority Mental Health Awareness Month. We'll come back and talk some more maybe about how you got into this as a line of work and just anything else you're able to share with us today. And again, you are listening to In Focus on News Radio, KMAN.
KMAN's Morning News is brought to you by ESB Financial, member FDIC, equal housing lender. With ESB Financial's mobile banking, we're always in your pocket.
KMAN is keeping it local. Dollars spent